Well, you mentioned a couple of times earlier here in our interview about whether you're religious or spiritual and how that might play into this. So with the lifestyle issues that you've just kind of talked about, is spirituality as part of your lifestyle? How do you think that plays into this whole wellness aspect for folks?
Well, I read a book many, many years ago called The Power of the Subconscious Mind, and I had never really given that a lot of serious thought. But after I read the book, I thought about it, and the more I thought about it, the more I recognized that, yes, the subconscious mind is being product of what our conscious mind is doing and saying and thinking. So that people can understand, the subconscious mind, is your heart functions, for instance, and your liver functions and your kidneys function. You really don't have much to say about that. That's being done automatically. That's what we call the subconscious mind. And you have the conscious mind. You and I are talking right now, and we're consciously aware of what's going on. We send signal to our body, and the kinds of signals that we send will probably be received and interpreted in a certain manner. Now, whether it's your religious affiliation that helps you to send the proper messages to your body, or whether it's any other factor. For instance, there's a book out called The Secret. It's a number one bestseller here for some time now. And in there, they don't really talk about religion, but they talk about the universe and how people who are positive thinkers can accomplish much more in life than those who are negative thinkers. And so whether it's a religious attitude or whether it's your belief in the universe, I think there is not much difference. They're all connected with your subconscious mind, and how you send the messages and how they're accepted by the subconscious mind is a very, very important factor. It's how you live, and probably, at least I think, has a big factor in the longevity of your life, that if you can't dream it, you cannot accomplish it.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Well, let's kind of switch gears just a little bit here. And now that you've kind of given me a good background of diet issues, regimen, supplementation, and lifestyle, let's talk about you personally as far as sort of like a day in the life here. Give us a feel for kind of what your daily routine or regimen sort of looks like so that we could share that with our audience.
Well, my wife and I have been retired, as you know, for 20 years. I have not really done any serious physical or mental work during that time. I retired at 60 primarily because I was sick, and I just felt at that time that if I'm going to live, I have to find out a way to do it, because my father and some brothers and several first cousins all had difficulty with heart trouble and all died before they were, most of them between 50 and 60. So I just felt that I would have to do something. And so that's at the time that I started doing a lot of reading. But it was in 1980 when I had the angina that I decided to start walking. So my regimen, primarily, my days are pretty much planned in that I get up in the morning, 6, 7 o'clock, and I take my drink of barley, and I get the newspaper, and I do a little reading at that time. And an hour or two, I have a little light smoothie, as I said. There are many combinations of smoothie. I get up each morning very happy that I'm going to see another day. We discuss some of the daily routines that we do. We have a little light, as I said, smoothie. It's a liquid breakfast. And then sometime in the morning, have a piece of fruit or a piece of toast. In my case, we usually make oat bran muffins. We have one of those, and we have a cup of green tea. The housework, and if we have a little yard work to do, we do that.
Do you do your normal exercise, though? Like, do you go out for your walk or anything like that?
Say that again?
So what's the main exercise? Do you go out walking?
I go out for a three-mile walk.
Okay, so you do get an exercise routine going most every morning then?
Most every morning, about 5 to 6 days a week, we have a fast walk. Then we come back and we shower, and then I make carrot juice. By that time, it's 12:30, 1 o'clock, and if we have housework to do, we do that, or whatever. If we have yard work to do, at our summer residence, we have a nice flowers outdoors, and we manage to take care of that yard work and source, but we also have the days we have to go do errands, And I may get a half hour, an hour reading in the morning. And if we don't, then we have our lunch. And the lunch, as I said, consists of carrot juice. And then we'll have a green salad practically every day. Vary the different fruits and vegetables that we use, that's all. And then in the afternoon, if the weather's nice, we may go outdoors and sit in the sun for a half hour, an hour.
Or go play golf.
We play golf, yeah, we play golf.